From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I'm mighty gone fishing.
Mighty gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet George Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. Here's the guy who keeps winding his watch because they told him he was 10 years behind the times. Smiley Burnett!
Where'd you get that? Oh, that was a pretty good one, Joe.
Dug her up. Yep.
I hated to come over here today. You better show me a good time, boy, to make it up for me.
Well, we're going to. Glad you got here.
I played that cow pasture pool all day yesterday. Golf.
Oh, golf. You did,
yeah, I've learned to play that.
Yeah.
I got 69. Pretty good score, wasn't it?
69. Say, that's pretty good, Smiley.
Then I played the second hole.
Then you played the... Oh.
I got 8 on it. On the one that had a 4 on it, I lost my ball on that one. I hunted it for about an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever find it?
Well, there was a little old lady sitting on the bench there, and she said, boy, would it be all right? Would I be breaking the rules if I told you where the ball is?
Johnson had no great meal rolling downtown before he got his shopping done. Buzzards had him down.
Buzz cabbage down, buzz cabbage down. The only song I can sing is buzz cabbage down.
All the way around that way back, no see do. Swing ball, swing ball, swing that girl from Corpus, Kentucky.
My gal the other night, she's standing in the door. Shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor.
Bottom cabbage down, bottom cabbage down. The only song I can sing is bottom cabbage down.
Hey! You remember me telling you the other day, Joe, about these trousers, you know, that don't need any suspenders or any belt?
Yeah.
I got them on. You hold them up with your teeth.
They're great. Good.
Right now. Now, be quiet. Be quiet now, Whippoorwills. We're going to have a word from the sponsor. Old Charlie McQuarrie, the fella that he's my fishing crony, he holds down several jobs. He works an airplane factory, and he stands in and doubles for me out there on the cowboy pictures. And a while back, he raised a whole bunch of beagles and sold most of them, didn't you, McQuarrie?
Yeah, sold most all of them.
He loves dogs, old McQuarrie, and he's had some characters, too. I remember one old dog you had, Charlie, was called Nicodemus.
Yeah, that's just, we call him Nicodemus. His real name was Nicodemus Charles Jr. Sam Pete Osbrooks McQuarrie the II.
That's all, huh?
Yeah, Nick for short.
And Nick for short, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was my bird dog.
He was your bird dog.
Yeah, then I had Judy May. That was my rabbit dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had old Semper Fidelis. He was
what?
Semper Fidelis.
Semper Fidelis. Oh. You don't mean Semper Fidelis, do you?
Well, I remember on the march... That Marine
Mark. Semper Fidelis.
Oh, Semper Fidelis.
Yeah.
I guess I had it wrong.
Called him Simp for short anyhow,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, that's right.
How about that bird dog you had? Is he soft mouth?
Oh, is he? Why, man, he used to retrieve soap bubbles.
Yeah, I'd say he was soft mouth, all right. You love them old dogs, don't you?
Yeah, and then old Simp, he was my line hound.
You're a lion hound.
Yeah.
You never hunted lions in your life. You're getting terrible now. Look, we can only carry this thing so far.
I know I didn't. I'm scared of lions, but he was still my lion hound. He just liked to lying around in the sun all the time.
Oh, you're making jokes. Look, I'll tell the funnies around here. Listen, McCory, you got one dog over there that beats anything I've ever seen, though. Folks, so help me, this is the truth. McCory and I went out back of his place in Cagle Canyon, one of them hounds a while back, and old Charlie says, now watch this, Smiley. That old dog run behind a bush and stayed there, and pretty soon a quail jumps out of the bush, and old Charlie lowers down, boom! About a count of ten, while another quail jumps out of the bush, and old McCory goes, boom! I said, how are you doing that? He said, I'm not. I said, go look at that dog work. Well, sir, I snuck around where that old dog was, and do you know, that hound dog had a covey of quail run down a gopher hole and was letting them out one at a time with his foot. How you like that, McCory?
Well, now, Smiley, we're going to have the whippoorwills get together and sing something mighty, mighty nice.
What is it, Joe?
Old-time spiritual.
I like it.
Called
them.
Behold the Bridegroom Cometh.
Well, then, behold the bridegroom cometh. With the fist of your voice is crying loud.
Then be ready.
Be ready when the bridegroom cometh.
I said, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Lift up your voices, crying loud.
Then be ready.
Be ready when the bridegroom cometh to meet him in the air.
Well, sing, my brother, sing all the time. The wheel's gonna roll down the line. I say the wheel's gotta roll all the time.
Save my soul from the burning fire. I said, behold,
behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Lift up
your voices, crying loud.
Then be ready.
Be ready when the bridegroom cometh to meet him in the
air. Bye, bye.
Say, fellas, Mrs. Beale Dudley Haygood, she's the president of the Freeman Garden Club. She's got my dander up. Now, there just ain't no use of anybody being so uppity. Yesterday, I was delivering some round envelopes to Meikle Moomaw. Well, he's fixing to send out some circular letters. And seeing Mrs. Haygood snipping and hoeing in her flower bed, I stopped and figured to carry on a little small talk, sort of just being friendly. I says, real bright and cheerful, like I says, well, now, what would Mrs. Beale Dudley Haygood be in a planting in her garden today? And she grouches back at me, I ain't a planting nothing. Then says me right back, then what is the fair lady a doing? She says, I'm a crossing a eggplant and a milkweed. Oh, says me, now ain't that nice? And what is the outcome of such a venture to be? She half closes her eyes at me and sneered, custard pie, you thermos head. Ain't rich folks plum hateful? You know, you guys, you got me in the mood to sing one of the same kind of songs you do. And in the Smiley Bird's Nest songbook on page 11, there's a song called I Threw Away the Key to Heaven.
All by myself, a lover on the shelf. I threw away the key to heaven, how was I to know when I let you go that I'd thrown away the key to heaven, angry words and jealousy always ends in heartache, and though I knew I was to blame, I never dreamed of our parting too late. I clearly see what you meant to me. I threw away the key to heaven.
Thank you.
told you a while back, the police got old Monbeck over here. You should have seen that.
But that was funny.
A shrimp between two crackers.
Yeah.
Everybody had fun?
Yeah.
Oh, we always have fun. That's what we came here for, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yes, too.
Say, folks, we'll be back again real soon. Until we see you again, this old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, dare you talk about me. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.